Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The Frank Rizzo statue was removed from the front of a municipal services building in the dead of night. KYW's Tim Jimenez reports from Center City, where Mayor Kenney explained the decision to speed up that process.
For the first time in 21 years, the statue of the former police commissioner and two-term mayor is no longer here in front of the municipal services building. Yesterday, Mayor Kenney signed an order to have it removed, and overnight, crews took it away. The mayor says he hopes this is the beginning of the healing process, and not just for those who have been protesting in recent days.
I know some people think him as a hero and the like, but there's a large number of people in the city who lived in that time, who go in there to pay their taxes and to get permits and to do things, and to go in there under his guise was offensive to them.
Kenney called the statue, quote, a deplorable monument to racism, bigotry, and police brutality for members of the black community, the LGBTQ community, and many others. He says he regrets that they were originally going to wait till next year to move the statue.
In the course of the last week, it was clear that we needed to show a symbolic effort to help people we're moving on, and we're going to do better.
The Rizzo statue is now in storage, and Mayor Kenney says there's no timetable for what's next. In Center City, Tim Jimenez, KYW News Radio.